This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. You know that one friend who always finds the best travel deals, picks the right cards, and somehow ends up in first class for the price of coach? Smart Travel is like that friend, but in podcast form. They cover all things travel finance, like how to book busy season trips without the busy season sticker shock, and which flight deals are actually deals and which are clickbait. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Today on Go Nomad, I'm sharing a winter trip I just returned from, a small group ski adventure through Slovakia that combines snow, castles, trains, and the magic of the Tatras. Slovakia, a country of 5.5 million people, sits below Poland and above Hungary. It became independent in 1993 after the peaceful velvet divorce that split Czechoslovakia into two countries, Czechia and Slovakia. Our group of nine included four women from Denver, two single guys from the East Coast, and my Belfast friend Stevie, who I skied with in Georgia a few years ago. It was the perfect size group, social, without feeling like you're herding a tour bus. For me, small group travel is the sweet spot. I don't want to travel alone, and I don't always have someone ready to join me. A trip like that solved the problem. Most people ask the same question. How did you get to Slovakia? Bratislava has an airport, but most flights come in from Europe. Our group arrived via Dublin or Krakow. I flew into Vienna, hopped on a Flix bus straight to Bratislava Center. Easy, cheap, and efficient. Bratislava is a small, underrated capital of about 400,000 people, with cobblestones, cafes, and a castle perched above the city. We spent our first night there wandering the old town and even found a place that served hot soup in edible cups. Most of us stayed at the Ma Maison residence Sukolova, while two of us were at the Hotel Antares just a block away. That first night set the tone. Drinks in a hotel suite, lots of laughs, and a group dinner included in the trip. This is why I love group travel. Everyone has stories, everyone is open, and you feel like you're part of something right away. The next morning, we walked to the train station for a 3-hour ride east. European trains are one of my favorite parts of travel. Quiet, smooth, and scenic. Even the simple lunch you grab at the station tastes better on a train. And yes, an attendant rolled down the aisle with an espresso machine. That's my kind of travel. We arrived in the Liptov region, where our van driver met us and took us to a big Tesco supermarket in Liptovský Mikuláš. We stocked up on breakfast food, snacks, and drinks for our chalet. I love cooking for new friends, and this was a fun stop for me. Our two chalets were just steps apart, both with full kitchens and a cozy alpine feel. You could ski right up to them, and a chairlift was within walking distance. It was a kind of setup that makes a ski trip feel almost effortless. The next 3 days were all about Ski Jasna, the biggest and best ski resort in Slovakia. The Low Tatras rose above us in dramatic peaks, and the snow is exactly what you want in late February, cold, consistent, and plentiful. Some days we skied together, some days we split up, but everyone found their rhythm. On mountain dining was surprisingly affordable. One restaurant offered a buffet of local dishes, chicken, rice, soups, and Slovak favorites, priced by the kilo. My plate was around 25 euros, and it could have fed two people. You can get a hot bowl of goulash or brinjish halušky, the famous sheep cheese dumplings, for less than a burger back home. Our 3-day lift passes were about 61 euros a day, a fraction of what you'd pay in the US for a resort of this size. After 3 great ski days, we packed up and drove to the town of Kežmarok to visit its UNESCO-listed articular wooden church. Built in 1717 without one nail, the interior is covered in colorful biblical artwork and sayings in German. It's small, round, and completely unique. One of the most beautiful wooden churches I've ever seen. And then we checked out into our hotel in Poprad, the Garni Hotel Tatra Monti. Before heading out for a full day of exploring, we visited the massive ruins of Spiš Castle, high up on a hillside, and wandered through the storybook towns and had lunch at a country restaurant with a theme of a shepherd. It was a reminder that Slovakia isn't just about skiing, it's about history, architecture, and small towns that feel like they're from another century. That night in Poprad was relaxed and local. Some of us found a faux shop for curry and soup, others went to a lively pub. It's a small city with a big view of the high Tatras, and it made a great base for our final days. One thing that made this trip easy was that so much of it was prepaid. The ski package, the hotel, many of the meals. And we used the Splitwise app to divide up the shared costs between the five men, like groceries and drinks. It made everything smooth and fair. This trip reminded me why I love seeking out lesser-known places in the world. The snow was great, the food and drink were affordable, and the memories came easy. If you're thinking about a ski trip that's different from the usual spots, Slovakia and Ski Jasna deserve a place on your list.
Quick question. Do you want travel tips from people who have actually been there?
Our show is co-hosted by Tim Johnson, an award-winning travel journalist who's been to more than 145 countries around the world. And I'm David Brody, the other co-host who's been travel podcasting for 20 years while traveling to 50-plus countries around the world.
In about 10 or 20 minutes per show, we break down a destination with the kind of insight you usually only get from long guidebooks or hours of research.
So if you want expert advice, zero fluff, and travel inspiration that you can actually use, search for Travel in 10 wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can also find us at voyescape.com.
Hi, I'm Pauline Frommer, host of the Frommer's Travel Podcast. We post new episodes weekly, detailing the kinds of money-saving tips and cultural insights that will make your trips richer without making you significantly poorer. We do so by interviewing real travel experts like TV host Samantha Brown, Frommer's authors from around the globe, and such public figures as Free Solo's Alex Honnold. It's a fun travel party. I hope you can join us.